Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I would like to read a passage from one of my favorite books to you today. The book is called Stop Fixing Yourself by the late Anthony DeMello. The subtitle is Wake Up, All Is Well. And I love him. I love his work. But I'll admit, you almost have to be ready for this kind of work. It's not for everybody. And as I was flicking through some old books recently, I found this chapter in this passage and I thought, I got to read that to my pod listeners. Because what he says again and again, essentially, is that whatever situation your heart is attached to that's causing you some trouble, life and you are infinitely greater than that. You're so much bigger than what's making you anxious or frustrated or scared. Here's what he says under the chapter called Part 3, The Grace Called Awareness. No event justifies a negative feeling. There is no situation in the world that justifies a negative feeling. Life is easy. Life is delightful. It's only hard on your illusions, your ambitions, your greed, and your cravings. That's what our mystics have been crying themselves hoarse to tell us. But nobody listens. The negative feeling is not in you. It's not in reality. It comes from your programming. The first thing you need to do is get in touch with negative feelings that you're not even aware of. Almost every negative emotion you experience is the direct outcome of an attachment. So there you are, loaded down by your attachments and striving desperately to attain happiness precisely by holding on to the load. It's absurd, but this is the only method that everyone has been taught for attaining happiness, yet it's a method guaranteed to produce anxiety, disappointment, and sorrow. Lots of people are depressed, and they're not aware that they're depressed. It's only when they contact joy that they understand how depressed they are. So the first thing you need to do is get in touch with negative feelings that you're not even aware you have. What negative feelings? Gloominess, for instance. You're feeling gloomy and moody. You feel self-hatred or guilt. You feel that life is pointless, that it makes no sense. You've got hurt feelings, or you're feeling nervous and tense. Get in touch with those feelings. The second step is to understand that the feeling might be in you, but it's not in reality. That's such a self-evident thing, but do you think people know it? The third step is to not identify with the negative feeling. Don't define your essential self in terms of that feeling. Don't say, I'm depressed. If you want to say, my experience currently is depression, or depression is there, that's fine. If you want to say gloominess is there, that's fine. But not, I am gloomy. You're defining yourself in terms of the feeling. That's your illusion and that's your mistake. Don't define your essential self in terms of that feeling, the feeling that does not affect the essential I am. It's similar to when you throw black paint in the air. The air remains uncontaminated. You never color the air itself. No matter what happens to you, you remain uncontaminated. So, there's a depression right there now. There are hurt feelings there right now. Let them be. Leave it alone. It will pass. Everything passes. Everything. Your depressions and your thrills have nothing to do with happiness. Those are swings of the pendulum. This has nothing to do with I. The swings have nothing to do with happiness. If you remember this, if you say it yourself 1,000 times, if you try these steps 1,000 times, you will get it. You might not even need to do it 3 times. Step by step, let whatever happens, happen. Real change will come when it is brought about, not by your ego, but by reality. Awareness releases reality to change you, but you have to experience it. Do it, and you'll make the biggest discovery in your life. My friends, maybe give this one today a second listen. Until tomorrow, so much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.